And good morning. Welcome back from the stand from the EAA studios this morning as the Blue Angels tear up the airspace. Joining me is a gentleman who is probably very familiar with the sound of the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds and all the other airshow performers. It is Matt Yonkin, one of the premier performers on the airshow circuit today. If you've seen him fly in his beautiful Twin Beach, you know the grace and power that is in that act, both day and night. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We were just trying to figure out when it was the first time that you performed at Oshkosh, and you think it's 2007?
Yes, that's correct. All right. That was the first time I was invited to be a part of the air show up here, and I brought the Traveler Mystery Ship and flew it two or three times during the week, and then I've had the Twin Beach here every other year since then. It's been a privilege to be invited back.
How long did you, were you an air show professional performer before you got the invite to Oshkosh?
My first air show was in November of 2005.
Okay.
So not that much longer, but long enough to get some experience.
Good. And a third generation pilot?
That's correct.
The Yonkin family, of course, very well known. Your dad was a performer here for many, many years. It just goes to show you that aviation runs deep.
It certainly does. Airplanes of all, they're all I've ever known and all I've ever wanted to be a part of. And it's great to be able to carry on a family tradition.
Yeah. And how did you come up with your act, the one that you currently have with the Twin?
Well, it's the day performance is, I wouldn't say it's a mirror image of what my dad did for 15 years in a Beach 18, but it's pretty close. There's a couple little things that I tweaked and a couple little things that he used to do that that I decided aren't necessary at this point. that performance is basically carried on throughout the years, very similar to the way it always was. The night show was all me.
Right.
We started looking at the airplane and thinking, you know, if all the lights this airplane left the factory with, if they all actually worked, we'd be halfway to having a night show capable platform. And the more we looked at it, the more creative we got. And pretty soon we had this thing decked out with 50 lights. Mm-hmm. And I paired that with a very powerful soundtrack that only the Twin Beach can fly to.
Right.
And the night show was born.
Yes. If you've not seen it, I recommend that you find your way to the Flight Line Saturday night to see it. Because not just, I mean, there are a lot of great night shows with pyrotechnics that come off the airplanes and sparks and fireworks and everything. It's great. But you've taken the lighting to a different dimension, you know, as you mentioned, synchronizing it with the soundtrack. And there's, you have to see it to believe it. There's a point where the music and the lights are an absolute synchronization, and it makes a very powerful statement.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I remember seeing you at the Midland CIF air show a number of years ago, and I don't know how you did it, but you managed to get a thunderstorm about 50 miles south of the airport. So throughout your performance, every time you went down to the south end of the box, the lightning would light up the clouds, and along with the lights on the airplane, it was a magnificent sight. So however you did that, that was great.
Well, I just put in a good word to the man upstairs, and he helped me with the choreography.
Tell us a little bit about the airplane. What's the history of Miss Ellie?
Well, my particular airplane was an AT-7 navigation trainer during World War II. It was based at Houston Ellington Army Airfield. And it taught our servicemen how to navigate across the pond and go to Europe and Japan eventually to do God's good work for our country. Mm-hmm. After the war, it was acquired by the Civil Aeronautics Administration, which eventually became the FAA, and it was a flight check airplane until 1959. So anyway, after that, it was acquired by a university. I know a drop zone owned it briefly, and when my dad found it in a boneyard down in Atlanta, it had been part of a mechanic school, you know, okay, where they would take it apart and put it back together again for credit. And it was restored in 2000 to the way you see it today.
Okay. Is it very difficult to maintain, or are parts relatively easy to find?
They're getting more and more scarce. Okay. Some parts are still pretty easy to find. Other parts you pretty well have to manufacture. So anyway, it's not like it used to be, but We're keeping her going. Everything's running great.
Great. And with the airshow act that you do, it is in stark contrast to someone like Sean Tucker or Kirby Chambliss. It's very fast, very high G, positive, negative. Your show is just grace and beauty and almost a dance in the sky.
Well, I mean, there's really not another way to fly a twin beach,
right.
You know. So when you can only do three maneuvers, you got to have a lot of smoke and a lot of noise to back it up. And anyway, the other thing is, you know, it's a transport airplane. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a twin. It wasn't designed for aerobatics. So I try to be as nice to it as I possibly can. And the graceful transition between maneuvers is one way to do that.
And really, you don't pull more than a positive one or so?
Well, it's three Gs.
Three Gs?
Is my limit.
Okay.
So anyway, on a good day, if the G meter reads three Gs, then everything's great.
Good. And with you being on the road, how many shows do you do a year?
We do 20 to 25 20. Shows a year.
Okay. What do you do for fun?
Fly airplanes.
Okay. What kind of other airplanes do you fly?
Oh, well, right now in our hangar at home, we've got the Travel Air 4000 that my grandpa put together in 1976, or restored.
Right.
And anyway, that's the airplane I soloed on my 16th birthday. And so when the weather's nice in Northwest Arkansas, I load the family up in the front seat and we just go out and cruise around the area and look and see what the rest of the world's doing from above. Anyway, we like to be outside all the time. Mm-hmm. So whether or not it's flying or, you know, being on the lake or just being outdoors, you know, that's kind of what we like to do.
What are some of your favorite memories of Oshkosh? Obviously, you have performed here for a number of years, but you really grew up here on the ground.
I did. It's just an amazing destination, you know, vacation and otherwise. I made it a point never to miss Oshkosh when I was growing up. And we come up here and camp for the week, and I remember meeting so many incredible people, so many of my heroes at this place, and it's the one place to go if you're an aviation buff, where you can see everything you ever dreamed of seeing, and there's several examples of whatever that might be.
Yeah. Has anything stood out so far this year?
Well,
or haven't had much time to get out?
I haven't had a lot of time to get out. I did go walk around dock, the new B-29.
Right.
That was very interesting to see. I hear there's a Spitfire that was recently restored that actually has ties to the Battle of Dunkirk.
Wow.
That is down here on the line. I want to get down and look at that. And it's interesting to see the progress on That's All Brother, mm-hmm. You know, the DC-3 that led the invasion
right.
on D-Day. Yeah. And anyway, just the history of a lot of these airplanes, as you can tell, I'm kind of a warbird guy.
Yeah.
Sky King's 310 was down there on the line. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We went and looked at that yesterday. I mean, just like I said, if you're into historical aircraft, this is the place to be. And I haven't seen it all, but I'm planning on getting out today and tomorrow and just seeing what else is out there.
Good. You mentioned historic aircraft. You also are a member of the Commemorative Air Force, and you fly Fifi when you have an opportunity. Any plans to fly Doc?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty loyal to Fifi.
Okay.
You know, it's I wouldn't turn down the opportunity to fly Doc, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But I got to fly Fifi on Wednesday at Appleton, doing rides, and it was pretty neat to fly over Oshkosh in a B-29 and look down on another B-29 that was sitting on the ramp and just kind of smile and wave like, yeah, we're up here and you're down there. And anyway, that was a good day to fly. We really enjoyed it. And, you know, I fly Fifi as much as time permits. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I like giving back as best I can.
Right. Any memories that stick out as far as being on the road with the B-29, veterans coming up and sharing their stories?
Well, it's, you know, I remember the first time I ever saw it. We popped over the hill in Rogers, Arkansas, and there it was sitting on the ramp. And we got out and got to look at it. The main tires were taller than I was at the time.
Okay.
And because of my dad knowing the pilots, we were able to get a cockpit tour before they ever opened for mm-hmm. business. And it was the biggest airplane I'd ever seen in my life. And I never dreamed that so many years later I'd be getting to fly it around. The most memorable flight I have in it was in Manassas, Virginia, a couple, 3 years ago. We took a Korean War era flight engineer with us in the observer seat, mm-hmm. and a World War II era central fire control officer back in the back in the on the pedestal where he could look up through the top blister, and
right.
Both of those guys on the same flight. It was the first time that either one of them had been in a B-29 since they did it for real for the service back in the day. And I remember it was just chilling to be out there. You know, you wanted to do everything just right because you knew these guys had seen it many times right. before. And I remember when we shut down at the end of the flight, the flight engineer looked over at the observer, or the former flight engineer right. who had been watching him like a hawk. He says, "Well, how'd I do?" He said, "Well, there's a few things I'd have done differently, but you'll pass."
Very good. Matt Yonkin is our guest this morning. And Matt, I understand there's a new arrival coming to the hangar?
Well, that's true.
Yes?
Yeah. We are expecting in September, and we are really, really excited. It's going to be a little boy.
Okay.
So my name will carry on another generation.
Good.
And I'm very much looking forward to that.
And it's good to see Christy here at the on the show site. She's looking very glowing. And
she is.
And she's always a sweetheart, and we enjoy seeing her up on the announcer stand. So we look for you today in the air show.
Yes, sir.
And also tomorrow night in the night air show.
That's the plan.
All right. Matt Yonkin, appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. I'll go out there and see some airplanes.
Yes, sir. That's my plan. Thanks.
Good. Thanks, Matt. And you're listening to EIA Radio.